There's more to Shahr Ramadan than just fasting. Shahr Ramadan is as if it's an individual. It's something there. It's an entity. Yes, one of those things that defines this entity is the fasting that's in it. But it's not fasting only. Shahr Ramadan is something. Something mysterious. Something that these people are falling in love with. They see what's going on in Shahr Ramadan. It's not just the fasting. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the ahadith, they tell us, don't call Shahr Ramadan, Ramadan. Who calls an important person by their first name? You add the title to it. You say Shahr Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, the holy month of Ramadan. When you recite the Quran, think as if these verses are being revealed on you. To this extent, Allah is talking to you. This is a sunnah. Allah is talking to us. Right there, think that wahi and revelation, it's as if it's coming down on me right now. These verses are being revealed. Isn't that cool? Well, Allah wants us to look at it like that. He's talking to us. Ya ayyuhan nas, ya alladhina amanu. And this was a sunnah in the day. Back in the day, it was a sunnah. But welcome to the secular world again. Even in Muslim countries, they have become kind of secular in the sense that the Quran is gone. Shahid Mutahari says, my dad, was his dad a huge sheikh or something? No, he was a normal person. Nothing very big. He says, my dad would, every day of the month, read and recite, not in Shahr Ramadan, outside of Shahr Ramadan, recite the corresponding juz' of that day. So today is like the 3rd of, let's say, June, if someone's going to go by this Gregorian calendar. My dad will be reciting the 3rd juz' of the Quran. Today is the 17th of the month. He would be reciting the 17th juz' of the month. That's how he would do it. A normal person. I'm not saying this to juz', I'm saying this to at least one page a day. At least a page a day. Try to understand the translation. Try to ask about what the certain verses mean if we don't understand what the translation is trying to get to. These are sunnahs that have been forgotten. Inshallah, Allah gives us the tawfiq to live up to the sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa sallam.